This is the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast with iHeartRadio.
We may have been away, but we are not forgotten. The Almost Famous podcast is heating up once again. We're just a few weeks away from the start of The Bachelorette. Ashley and I took a few weeks kind of off back and forth, but we're back at it today. And we have a really special episode, an episode that I think I will be learning a lot from. It's going to be about Coachella. Coachella was this last weekend. And more recently, and Mark and Easton, I know you're in studio. Coachella's been a thing for a while. And more recently, it feels like it's becoming a joke amongst everybody about who is there and why they're there. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's becoming a joke?
Well, like, yeah, I mean, I was at an event last night. I was at Caitlin Bristow's live podcast last night. And on three different occasions, somebody on stage made some joke about how life is better not going to Coachella, or if you went to Coachella, do you actually ever go to a concert, or is it just a place to take pictures? And then I saw a video this morning when I woke up on Instagram of a bunch of people, like guys taking pictures of their girlfriends at Coachella, and they're making fun of that. So it just feels like it's becoming a joke. Or I want to talk to two really special guests, Tracy and Bree, who are at Coachella this last week, and find out from them what the vibe is right now at this festival.
Have you ever been?
What does it feel like? I've never been.
Is it not your scene, or could you see going it someday?
I don't know if it's either. Like, I feel like I never was invited because I've never been. I think it's like, from the outside looking in, it feels like a very fashionable, mm-hmm. hip, cool event mm-hmm. that, you know, people get seen at and they kind of party at. And for whatever reason, I've never been invited to like the parties. Maybe I'm not that much fun, but I've never been invited to this. I'm always on the outside.
Like this goes back to pre-Bachelor. This is like even high school and college, Ben.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I feel like college Ben just kind of forced himself into any party that was available. But now, like those events that you get invited to, I mean, Bachelor people are going because they've been asked to by a brand or the festival themselves. I've never been invited to this. So I'm not one to speak on it because I don't know about Coachella. But you know who does? Tracy Chapoff from this last season of The Bachelor. She was at Coachella, and we have her on the Almost Famous podcast today to talk about it. Tracy, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. And Tracy, I need your help today.
All right, I'm here to help.
Here's the thing. So you're a 31-year-old wardrobe stylist from Los Angeles. You know the hip scene. Like, you're in the hip scene. I am not.
I'm actually 32 now, but yes, I am.
Well, you're still as hip as ever because you were at Coachella this last week. I've never been. I have a theory though, and I want you then to explain it. So I was just talking to the guys, and I went to a podcast last night. It was a live podcast, and there was three different jokes about Coachella made. One was about how, you know, everybody's taking pictures of each other. One was that people don't even go to the show. They just go to Palm Springs to take a picture in fancy clothes. And the other one is that it's just not a cool place to be. However, I feel like from the outside looking in, it is a cool place to be. Can you give us a rundown on what exactly Coachella is?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a difference between weekend one and weekend two. Weekend one mostly has a lot of like the really cool parties that everyone definitely wants to go to. They're fun. There's lots of people at them that you want to see. There's celebrities and whatnot. And just like, I mean, it's a cool party. But also, I mean, what's the point of going down if you're not going to go to the festival? The whole point is music. So I think it's kind of just like getting a balance of laying out at a pool, going to a party, going to the festival, and like, I don't know, having fun with your friends. But it's kind of just basically getting the balance, which is extremely difficult. Clearly, you can hear my voice is going from it.
How many years have you been?
This is my third time going.
Have you felt a difference year over year over year?
Yes. Very much.
And how so?
My first time going was like back in, God, I don't even remember, 2012 or something. And that was like not a time when like the whole influencer thing was like as big, and like I think parties were kind of just starting up So that was definitely more of like the music scene, going to the festival, and like you take the pictures at the festival. And then the second time I went, definitely the parties were way bigger. But again, like, I think this time specifically was like the heaviest with like parties. And I went weekend two the last two times. But I think weekend one, going this past weekend, was like, it was really in the thick of it.
Is it feeling like it's more fun? I mean, okay, so if I'm just, you know, Tracy, I'm years removed from The Bachelor at this point. And if I went, would I feel awkward if I wasn't an influencer?
No, I don't think so. I think that the whole point of going is to just have fun and enjoy yourself. Like, there's a million people there. Not every single person there is an influencer. Like, there are people that are there just to enjoy the music.
Tracy, I've never wanted to be there. I'm going to be honest. I never wanted to be there because I hate parties and I don't like crowds. And like my introvert extrovert like really shines there, where like I can be really extroverted, but in those overwhelming environments, I like to go into a shell. I just can't do it. But NSYNC performing with Ariana the other day made me feel like I could have managed one day there. How was that performance?
It was really exciting. So we got like the leaked information that NSYNC might be there right before we went to go watch the show. So I was already like this kind of spoiled by it. Like, I didn't want to know that was going to happen, but it was so good. I just wish Justin was there also. Like, it felt like there was a piece missing, but Ariana like filled in the hole for Justin.
That's an amazing theory for that. Did you see Justin's post yesterday where he said, like, proud of you guys?
Yes. I was like, they must have sent him a selfie. And then he was like, set up like this nice post. But I was like, honestly, we just really wanted you there.
I know. It's so sad because I really don't think they're ever going to reunite, but they just have to keep teasing us like every couple years with these reunions. And Justin apparently is in their group message. Like, they have a group message that they talk in very regularly. I'm like, if you're talking so often, can you just do one little thing, a mini tour, one single? You don't even have to tour it.
Literally just tease us a little bit. But also at the same time, I mean, like, them coming out this year, I'm like, did a lot of the younger people going to Coachella like appreciate it as much as I did? Because like,
not.
I grew up like a big NSYNC fan and like went to their concerts. So did everyone else, like,
no,
who is a younger like generation? Did they appreciate it? I kind of want to know.
They definitely didn't appreciate like we would. That's for sure.
You guys want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Here's something wild. So I was at an event I was at my cousin's wedding this last week, and I was talking to one of the dads there, and he's a little bit older than I am. And he has a daughter who is like 15, and we were talking about like her celebrity crush, and somebody around the table was like, oh, mine's Justin Timberlake. You know what her response was?
Oh no. Who's she didn't Justin say Timberlake? Who's that?
No, she goes, oh, he's so old.
I was going to say, she said he's an old man or something.
Isn't that sad? I mean, I don't know where time goes, team, but this is flipping by way faster than we needed to.
He's so old.
Like, what?
She wasn't even born when they broke up.
That's so mortifying.
Isn't it?
Like, make me feel also like a piece of garbage.
it hurts. Well, I mean, that kind of ties us in, Tracy, to something else we've got to talk about. One of the topics during your time on The Bachelor was that Demi had called you old and a cougar at one point. Do you feel, I mean, I just turned 30. Ashley is in her 30s as well. Do you feel old at this point, or are you feeling like you're just really hitting your stride?
No, I like never feel old. I have a very, I think I have a young soul, and I don't ever know when to quit. Honestly, I literally just went straight from Coachella, came back, went to Disneyland last night, and now I'm like, I don't know, I probably got like 2 hours of sleep, and now I'm on set right now at work. Like, I'm losing my voice. I just literally don't ever know when to quit. I don't feel old at all. I feel like I'm probably way younger in like mentally, not like mentally, but in my body than a lot of younger people than me. I see younger people like really like tired out. They went to Coachella, they could barely move now. And I'm like, I haven't even stopped.
Well, I mean, parties I can't handle the way I used to, but I did look at a picture of myself the other day. Jared and I were at Pretty Woman on Broadway, which is pretty awesome. And I was wearing a crop top because I like wanted to dress like Vivian, like a little bit, like a nod, not like a full on hooker, but like a nod. And I was like, I'm 31. At what age can I stop regularly wearing a crop top to events?
Oh, I don't. I will never stop wearing a crop top.
I don't think so either.
If I'm going to work out as hard as I do, I'm going to wear those crop tops. And I'm going to rock.
Hell yeah.
I don't really care how old I am.
I think like 40. I don't know. Not sure.
Maybe I have a question. What makes you feel old? Because we all feel old at a certain point. And I'm older than all of you. But for me, it's when I see ear gauges. You know those giant holes in people's earlobes?
Yeah.
That makes me feel like an old man. That and people watching other people play video games. I'm like, really? That's a thing now? It makes me feel very old.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's super weird. God, what makes me feel old? I don't know, being around young people. Literally.
I think it goes off of what we were just talking about with NSYNC. I think it's listening to music on like the 2000s channel.
I love some early 2000s hip hop.
Yeah. And I'm thinking there are 18-year-olds that weren't alive, like college students that weren't alive when this song came out. And it feels like the song came out yesterday.
Here, I'll give you an example. I think I was at dinner with Bree recently, and we were talking about something. I can't remember what it was. And we started kind of doing the age thing and figuring out when I was at this point in life, where were you? And it was an insane age gap, like when we were younger. Like now it doesn't seem like it because we go to dinner and stuff, we hang out all the time. But comparing it, like, oh, I was in high school. I graduated high school this year. She's like, no, there's no way that you did that. She's like, I was in like elementary school. And I'm like, oh, yep, that's actually true. And that's so ridiculous. And now you're making me feel super old.
You know what makes me feel old? Is when I show up to my buddy's house to hang out, and we end up watching his kid jump on the trampoline.
I mean, yeah.
That hurts.
But truly, no matter how many times I'm like, wow, that came out then, and that person is that old, I would never go back in time. Maybe I'd like go back in time to an experience, a concert, or a certain moment in my life, but I would never want to go back to another age.
I wouldn't go back to another age. No, I feel like I've exhausted every age that I've been in, and I like need to keep moving forward.
We
understand you.
Yeah.
So we'll expect to see you back at Coachella next year.
Yeah, totally. I didn't even expect to go this year. It was so last minute.
Hey, if NSYNC reunites at next Coachella, I will be there. I'll do the damn thing.
I'm going to make you go with me next year just so we can be old and wear our crop tops together and like rock it and push it in everyone's face.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Well, thank you so much for coming on and telling us about your Bachelor Coachella experience, Tracy. We so appreciate it.
How does a great night's sleep improve your day? For proven quality sleep, there's a Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed. Because better sleep will change your life.
How you been sleeping, Ben?
Really good, man. I mean, we've talked about it on the podcast. I've slept in a Sleep Number for years now. And, you know, after we've talked about it, and not to bring it up again, but after the break-in, it's been a little rough for me to be in my house. But there's something about that Sleep Number bed that really does increase my quality of sleep. So here's the thing. So many couples disagree on mattress firmness. Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds let you choose your ideal firmness on each side, so it's just right for the both of you. The Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds are so smart, they sense your every move and automatically adjust to you, keeping you sleeping comfortably throughout the night. When you need or add a flex fit smart adjustable base, you can raise the head or foot of your bed for ultimate relaxation. Partner snoring, maybe? There's even an adjustment for that.
Are you a snorer, man?
Now.
Come on.
No, you know, I read a study today.
Yeah, oh.
That it was released in the New York Times, and it was one of the top topics on the thread that Americans just aren't getting enough sleep. We think that like 6 hours of sleep is fine. No, it's actually vitally important to our health that we're getting 8 to 10 hours of sleep. And then one of the things that it spoke about was, if you are a snorer, I'm not, it's actually, no matter what the situation, it's a bad sign for your overall health. You should, if you're a snorer, you need to go get it checked out.
For whatever reason. I got it checked out last fall. I got a, well, they tried a couple of things, but I ended up getting a septoplasty. I got a septoplasty. Mm-mm. They did my deviated septum.
I wonder if sitting up a little bit in bed would be good for you.
I think it probably would actually help, yes.
Well, Mark, surprising enough, the 360 Smart Bed by Sleep Number could do that for you. Come in now and save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds when you add a smart adjustable base, only for a limited time. Sleep Number is ranked number one. That's not 2, 3, 4, or 5. That's number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses by J.D. Power.
I need proof on that. Where can I go?
You can go to jdpower.com okay. to see the 2018 award information. You, if you're interested at all, and I cannot believe that you wouldn't be, you'll only find Sleep Number at one of their 575 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Visit sleepnumber.com/Ben. Find the one nearest to you.
What's that website again, Ben?
Sleepnumber.com. Then you go /Ben, B-E-N. To find the one nearest you.
Congrats on the promo code.
I, you know what? Every time I say it, I mean, I love Ashley, but there is a little bit of like a power surge inside me that goes, I got the code.
It's not famous. It's Ben.
It's Ben. I've got a girlfriend now. And with having a girlfriend, you know, you're closer to another human than you typically were when you were single, at least for me. When I was single, I wasn't getting very close to many humans. And with a girlfriend, one of the best things about a relationship is being able to be, you know, physical, give them a kiss or, you know, a hug or speak to them closely. Having good breath, having a clean mouth is vitally important. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Sensitive sonic vibrations, gentle enough on your sensitive gums. People brush too hard and some electric toothbrushes are just too abrasive. A built-in 2-minute timer pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping guide a full and even clean, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. Brush heads are automatically delivered on a dentist-recommended schedule every 3 months for just $5. Quip is one of the first electric toothbrushes accepted by the American Dental Association and has thousands of verified 5-star reviews. Hey, once something super interesting about Jess and I. Well, I was just out visiting her for my birthday in March, and we were brushing our teeth. And I said, Jess, do you not brush your tongue? And she has a Quip. She really has a Quip. She always has. It was a gift from her mother. I said, Jess, you not brush your tongue? And she goes, no, I never even thought about it. Oh. I said, Jess, you got to start brushing your tongue, because once you start brushing your tongue, you'll never go back.
It's such a fresh feeling after you brush your tongue. And I would suggest the roof of your mouth as well.
The whole mouth is just a beautiful place to clean. And I would tell anybody out there listening, just brush it and just give it a try. And if you don't like it, hey, I will eat crud and I will tell you I was wrong.
You got to be careful. Brush your mouth, go too far back, you can gag. So you got to be a little careful with it. Start slowly.
Yes. Don't go too far. Don't go too hard. Don't make yourself bleed. But just try it out for a little bit. You're going to like it, and the people around you are going to like it as well. And here's the thing. Quip doesn't require a clunky charger, and it runs for 3 months on one charge. So I can keep it in my bathroom countertops super clean without a lot of stuff sitting around. That's why I love Quip and why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/almostfamous right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/almostfamous. That's getquip.com/almostfamous. Brush the whole mouth. Give it a shot. Let us know what you think. Ashley, it's been a while since we were able to get together and talk. You've got a ton going on in your life. You've been doing a little book tour. You're planning for this wedding. Is there anything like super exciting that is new in your life, or are you just full on wedding planning?
I wouldn't say there's anything super new to talk about. We are releasing something next, I think like the 25th. That's going to be very exciting, but I think I'm going to address it more next week. But here's your tease that you have a tease to look forward to next week. But yeah, wedding planning has been fun. It's been really fun. There's very little stress involved. I think the only thing that's really stressful about the wedding is just like putting money into one day. You know, you're like, I am scared that I'm going to like experience this day. And before you know it, we're going to be lying in bed that night and be like, it's over. It's over. Yeah. And the money went into it and now it's gone.
Mm-hmm. I know. What can I do to make sure that I do my part? Because you're obviously paying for my meal. how can I make sure to do something to make it up for you paying for my meal?
Just, you know what? Lead Dean and Nick with the whole booking a hotel or an Airbnb thing.
Already on it. Texted them yesterday and okay, they were great. Shocked that I had my flight booked. Like beyond amazed. And I'm like, it's
Dean,
not that
Dean
impressive.
Has this.
Yeah, Nick doesn't.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Come on, Nick.
You gotta be better. So I will lead that little team and make sure that they're prepped and ready to go. It's gonna be fun. Ash, I was the officiant in my cousin's wedding.
I saw.
It
so
was awesome.
Cool.
It was super great. Such a cool wedding.
That wasn't the first time your parents met Jessica, though, right?
No. They've been around her now a couple times. But okay. this was obviously like a really big time because she met my whole family on my mom's side, and it went great. I mean, Jessica was just, she crushed it and just crushed it by being herself. And so it was just a ton of fun. But one thing I learned from this wedding, and my cousin's wedding was great. It was an Indiana wedding, so it wasn't like super massive or whatever it was. If you do a very like intimate ceremony, but a massive party, people will leave your wedding excited, joyful, and happy. And I've been to weddings that don't feel like that. And so as you're wedding planning, and for anybody out there listening, what's like one advice that you would have for them prepping for that big day?
Oh my God, Ben, I can't believe you just said that. Because Jared and I keep telling everyone, and especially all the vendors involved, we don't want a party. We go, we don't want a party. No, we don't want a party. We want a romantic experience. That's our tagline.
Wow.
Yeah, because we're not party people. We want to like make you feel like you walked into Beauty and the Beast.
Okay, so should I rephrase my first? No. Let's walk through this together.
No, this is a
should
great fun conversation.
Yeah, should I rephrase? Do you think I'm wrong? Should I rephrase my first statement to say maybe it isn't the party, but the like reception is at best done as a celebration of some kind?
I think I like to think of it as entertaining. It can still be entertaining and not necessarily a party. Of course, there's going to be dancing. But Jared and I, the epic moments that we're really looking forward to are before the dancing portion.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Isn't that, I'm just thinking about that now. And anybody out there listening, please give us your thoughts on how you plan a successful wedding. I think people resort to alcohol and music because it's easy and people enjoy that. But it sounds like you all are going the extra mile and trying to plan an experience, which seems like a lot of work.
It is a lot of work. We actually have a number of different musical guests, performers, one of which is a celebrity performer. So we have like one person performing at the wedding, at the ceremony itself. We have one band performing at the cocktail party. Then we have our guest performer, and then we have a DJ. So we are like separated out, so you have different vibes all night.
This is shocking. I mean,
what we want is, what's so important to us is that when it comes to the dance music, it's all curated by us. We don't want a DJ playing like regular standard top 40 hits that don't mean anything to us. Everything is going to be hand selected by Jared and I and like have meaning to us.
This feels like this will be unlike any wedding I've been to. I mean, Tanner and Jade's wedding seems like very similar. I had Seal come out and play, and there was great music and great food, but that was planned by, you know, obviously ABC. What do you hope then And what do you, okay, let's do this more in a holistic way. What do you think people should walk away from weddings feeling for the couple?
I think like deep love and romance. So you think of a celebration being like a party where you're like drinking and jumping and all that stuff. And I like to put our love on display, but it's also because Jared and I love to like be extra and be dramatic and like pretend like we're in a romance movie. So that's the theme of our wedding. I guess I can tell you that our theme of our wedding is a romance movie. Oh, I forgot. There's also another musical guest, not celebrity, but another type of performance during dinner that is going to be different. There's going to be the celebrity performer, the other performer during dinner, and then the party performer. Yeah, it's like a whole bunch of different chapters.
Oh my gosh. Hey, this is a bachelor wedding unlike any other. I'm excited to be there. I'm excited to keep talking more about it. I'm learning more about weddings week by week here. and as an officiant now, yes. I am going to be very critical, but very excited to experience this whole new wedding that isn't a party. It's a romantic celebration.
Doesn't mean that we won't have a couple of drinks and really jam out, but just know that you may not be jamming out to the typical songs that you usually do at weddings.
Hey, Ash, this is your wedding. This is not mine. I'm just pumped to be there.
Thanks. Thanks for coming, Ben. Thanks for being on top of the crew, the Bachelor Boy crew as well, because it's really important that, you know, Dean is there, because you know Dean. We always joke, it's like, who's the wedding guest that's like very important to be at your wedding, but is also the most likely to like have something crazy come up and he wasn't able to make it. It's like in that episode of Full House when Uncle Jesse didn't make it to his own wedding because he got stuck in the tree because he had to jump out of a plane before getting married. So I feel like that's going to be Dean. Like, he's going to get stuck in a tree that week.
We've got to bring Dean on later to, and I need you to ask him directly, is he going to show up to your wedding or not? but right now, Ash, we have a couple things going on in Bachelor Nation that we've got to catch everybody up with, or they're going to be super fiery. Here's the thing. Caitlin Bristow, I went to her live podcast last night.
Live podcast in Boston 2 weeks ago.
And she does a great job, and it was packed in Denver at the Paramount Theater. There are some amazing people there. There's a great vibe. And Caitlin had made a joke on stage about how she was just recently in a couple articles because of a comment she made about how Caitlin and Jason were hooking up once, and he picked her nose, and they got hot and heavy by doing a little like, I just feel weird saying, I'm not even going to say, because I just feel odd even saying it. Anyways, she said they were like, let's call this rubbing goodies together outside the clothes. And
is that the best
she
we
says
can
it,
do?
I think just saying the actual term would probably be less cringy.
But she mentions that she was on her period, and periods have been a very popular topic in Bachelor Nation right now. You know, with Colton's recent comments on a podcast about how, you know, women had period panties and it was like pooping their pants.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
Not great. So periods are obviously a very popular topic. Caitlin's getting a lot of backlash because of this, because it was too much to share about her and Jason. Do you agree or disagree?
Personally, I wouldn't share that steamy of info.
Yeah.
But I don't not expect it from Caitlin. She has a totally different personality, and I think it is in line with her personality. I'm not saying that's a bad thing at all. Like, I love Caitlin. I love her personality. I think it's hilarious. And I love how she could get away with so much raunch. So I think it's kind of like depends on the mouth that it comes out of, on whether it is or is not appropriate.
Yeah. You know, Caitlin has always been that, and that's what we love about Caitlin, right? She's very like very open, very honest. She says things that most people wouldn't say, and I think that's why women and men both love her, because she isn't filtered, and I don't want Caitlin to change with that. And so I read these comments by her, and maybe it's because I do know her. I'm like, of course she said that. Here's this part that's surprising to me, is Jason is not like that at all.
So do you think that they had a conversation after it?
No, I think Jason loves her and knows that her intentions are good. So I don't think he was upset. I just think that if from an outside looking in, I have no clue. I bet she's just pushing him to be a little more open, and Jason's pushing her to be a little bit more protective of what happens in private. I mean, here's the thing about Caitlin. We've known Caitlin for years now. Like, there's no secrets to who Caitlin Bristow is.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. She's great. But she got some heat for that. And let's then move into the Colton comments. Colton got a lot of heat here recently for his comments on a podcast about period panties. I didn't know women had period panties. I had to ask Jessica. I said, is this a thing? She says, of course it's a thing. I had no clue. So I cannot blame Colton for being a little naive on that topic. But there was a comment that made that I think heated up the public when he said he compared it to pooping your pants and that women should throw away their period panties once it's done. Ashley, you've never lied to our audience about this kind of stuff, even if it's been a little controversial. Do you get where he's coming from? Do you agree or disagree? Or do you think he was just completely out of place?
I think he was a little bit out of place here. It was like seemed a little bit young and naive to say. It seemed like somebody who didn't really have much experience with women and wasn't necessarily like comfortable with the like anatomy and all that goes on with us. I would never think to throw out my underwear during like period underwear and not just wash it. And
but it's a thing,
unless
right?
It's like, I mean, super, unless you like got your period and you didn't have protection.
Yeah.
And that it like kind of was a little bit more of an experience. I don't want to, you know, get really graphic here, but you know what I mean? Like, sure, I've thrown out panties before because of period reasons, but I would never like think a little spot I wouldn't just wash out. But I think it does just show he's just not super just comfortable with that biology yet, which is totally, I think, kind of normal for a guy who hadn't had sex before.
Yeah, but I mean, that's the thing is Colton's coming from this from a completely different place than everybody else. And it's kind of one of the things I love about this podcast that you and I have, Ash, is that I'm learning a ton of from you and from our guests about, you know, women and about relationships that I never knew before. And I honestly had no clue that women had period panties. It wasn't a thing. And periods and I, like, they don't gross me out. I get them. Like, I don't get them. I understand that, you know, it is a natural thing. It doesn't make me, like, at all repulsed. But I had no clue that there is period panties. And I do. I think that Colton probably learned a lesson from this comment because of the backlash that he got.
I don't have period panties. I don't have period panties that are designated for my period. I think that you usually look away. I don't know. I don't have them, but I totally know what they are and I understand their purpose. I want to know from a guy, would you ever think to compare period blood to poop?
No, I wouldn't. But I mean, that's kind of the difference. Like I think because of my years, you know, living with my ex-fiance and Lauren, I guess everybody out here knows her. And then also just, you know, being 30 now, I'm aware of what's happening and more. And so I would never compare it because it is natural and it is something that should not be frowned upon. And so I would never compare the two. But here's also like the caveat to all of this. We're all learning. And so my question then would be to anybody out there, because we have a lot of women listeners. How would you like men to respond to situations like this that they have no clue about, right? So Colton obviously doesn't know a ton about how a period works or how women manage it and handle it. And so how would you have rather him responded? Would it have been with the honesty that he portrayed here? Or should he have just said, I don't know how women do this and I can't speak about it?
I think it probably would have been okay if he had just been like, oh my God, I had no idea there were period panties. Like, I didn't know you guys even like leaked. Like, that was a thing. Mm-hmm. And then, but I think it was the comparing it to poop that was probably like the distasteful part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then again, I have said so many stupid things before, but a lot of it has been just pure naivete.
Yeah.
And I don't want anybody to I don't want to villainize him for this at all. I mean, he was just naive to it. He thought it was kind of gross, but like didn't realize that, you know, it's just something he has to kind of get comfortable with now being especially a partner to a woman.
If I may, would you guys mind
please.
If we bring Bree Barnes into this conversation?
Oh, sure. Let's do it.
Here she comes.
Hey, Bree.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Just recovering from Coachella, you know, jumping back into things.
Oh, I know. You keep relaxing and keep hydrating. So we didn't want to, we're bringing you into a little bit of an awkward conversation here. Do you know how when Colton was on the Lady Gang podcast a couple weeks ago that he compared period blood in panties to poop?
Oh, no, I didn't know about that. Are they comparable?
That is the question we're asking ourselves right now, Bree. And I've got to step in as the resident male here and say, okay, Bree.
Yeah.
I learned that period panties were a thing. I didn't know that was a thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't know that Colton had just said this, what would be your response to a man saying that women should throw away their panties and comparing it to poop?
I mean, I guess I have to know, like, what are we saying when we're comparing it to poop? I just feel like this is such a weird topic for so many people, but it's, like, natural, and it makes women feel uncomfortable because we can't do anything about it, you know? So it's a little bit weird for us.
But yeah, like, it's natural, and we don't think of it as a gross thing. Maybe
no,
your first period, it's a little bit startling, but right, after a while, you're like, nope.
Yeah, and I wish that more people would be more comfortable talking about it so we don't have to feel weird about it. But, I mean, I have, like, my set panties from that time of the month and everything, you know? Like, I don't throw them away. Like,
no.
What was said for all of this?
What was said through all this?
Yeah. Like, what exactly is he saying?
I think where Colton's coming from is a place that shock, right? And I just said earlier, I didn't know that women had a designated set on the side for that time of the month. But I think what really like infuriated people was when he compared your period to pooping your pants. Mm. And that would you wear underwear that you just pooped your pants in? And I think that's where women got fired up. So anyways, I think what we need to do here is ask our listeners, what was your thoughts on this? Is it something that was offensive to you? Do you understand Colton's being a little naive to this situation? And, you know, with just this topic in general, how would you prefer men respond? Please email us at BenAndAshley@iHeartMedia.com. Bree, we have to talk about Coachella. I started out the podcast with Tracy. So Tracy, Ashley and I talked to Tracy, and I was saying that I feel like Coachella. I was at Caitlin Bristow's live podcast last night, and Coachella was made fun of three times. And it was made fun of, you know, for the reasons that everybody makes fun of it. When you're there, does it feel like the place to be? Is it the cool place to be? And if I've never been invited, should I take offense to that?
No, honestly, it's so funny because me and my girlfriend went for work, and we kind of just make this big joke that it's kind of just like you're in this den with all these influencers, and you know, it feels like everyone's kind of trying to one up everyone, and everyone wants to be there for the music that like I genuinely care about it, and I just think it's a weird vibe. I'd rather be at Stagecoach personally. I'm really excited because I'm going in 2 weeks, but Coachella just. It feels like a lot of like anxiousness and especially when you're in VIP and running into everyone and all of that. It's not really just about like having a good time at the festival, you know?
So then why go?
I went for work. I don't go for fun. I was working with a brand, but I made like the most of it. I really did like a few of the people that were playing, but like I didn't show up until, you know, later in the night and, you know, it's a lot. Like you're walking around probably 9 miles every single day and trying to get Ubers and all that. It's really hectic.
So to the people out there who are having FOMO looking at pictures from Coachella and thinking that everybody is so beautiful and stylish and having the best time, are you kind of debunking that and saying that's just something that is portrayed on social media and you're not really having the best time?
I mean, yeah, I feel like not everyone talks about like what's really going on behind the scenes and like getting to Neon Carnival and getting out of Neon Carnival and trying to get drinks and getting that perfect shot and how many photos it takes to get that perfect shot and you know, all that. It really is hectic. I think not everyone's as open about it.
Gives me anxiety just hearing.
Me too.
Oh gosh, giving that perfect shot, man. I just posted a picture last night, and it was the first time in a long time I've looked at a picture and said, "Yeah, Ben, you can get it. Like, that's good." But getting that perfect shot stresses me out.
It really is so stressful, and knowing that you have a weekend where you have to get like a certain amount of posts all weekend long, and just thinking like, "Wow, will I even be able to enjoy this?" Like, that's kind of just what's going on in your head the whole time.
You know that people, like, we understand the stress that comes with getting the perfect shot and getting the certain amount of pictures, and there is really stress involved, but you know that a lot of people listening to this podcast are going to be like, oh, poor influencers, they have to get good pictures. So what do you have to say to people who are going to give you that lowbrow?
Well, I hate to come off that way. It's just, I don't like to inconvenience people to ask them to, like, help me with stuff, so it just gets a little hectic. Like, I have to have, like, certain people with me that I know, like, also comfortable asking to help, and it's like editing and all of that other stuff. Like, it takes time to do all of this, but also, like, I'm appreciative that I get to do these sorts of things, you know, like for work and getting to go to a festival in general. Like, it's a good time. I think, like, if you haven't experienced it, like, it's a once in a lifetime thing. You should do it once, but it's definitely hectic, you know.
We love on this podcast, Bree. We want to break down the barriers. If this podcast ends in 20 years and we look back on our time doing the Almost Famous podcast, I want to be able to say that we broke down the barriers and that we took down that fourth wall and we allowed everybody out there to see the life of, you know, of luxury that Instagram leads to. Bree, Coachella seems great and you did go for work. But for anybody out there that's envious or a little sad, they weren't invited or they can't go to these kind of festivals or maybe they can't take the pictures, what would be your advice to them?
My advice to them, I mean, I think if you go, if you enjoy festivals, you know, go. But it's something that you don't see, really, you know. You don't know what's going on behind the scenes and what everyone's up to. I think maybe just go to GA, have a good time, bring your girlfriends, bring your guy friends, whoever you're with, and make the most of it. I don't think going for work is the best time, but it's fun.
Well, leading in now to a whole new conversation. We've been talking on this podcast today, which has been great to catch up with Ashley because I haven't got to hear about her wedding planning. Ashley and Jared have a massive wedding coming up. And one of the groomsmen is Dean Ungler, who is a very sought after man in Bachelor Nation. He's one of my greatest friends, and I love him dearly. And so does Ashley. Bree, on our podcast a few months ago, you mentioned that Dean was a man that you maybe would have your eye on in paradise. So there's two questions I want to ask there.
Okay.
One is, will you be going to paradise? And two, if you do go to paradise, what's the chances that you're Dean's date to Ashley and Jared's wedding?
Oh, wow. I feel like that's a pretty far shot. Because when is this wedding?
It's in August.
August. I mean, if I go on paradise, I guess we'll have to see what happens from there.
That's a terrible answer. I'm not taking that answer.
Yeah, she really fluffed over that question. Yeah.
Okay, Bree, let me rephrase this. How excited, what would be your feelings, I guess I should say, an excitement level if you were Dean's date to Ashley and Jared's wedding?
I think we would have a great time. I hope it happens.
There you go. That's way better.
Woo-hoo! That's so much better. Hey, that's great, Bree. Thank you for doing that for us.
Now, Kate, have you talked to him since we last interviewed you on the Almost Famous podcast?
Yes. So I finally answered his DM. He was really upset about that.
Step back and remind the listeners. He DM'd you first?
He DM'd me. Yeah, he asked me to go on his podcast. And at the time, I didn't know, like, if I could respond. And it was just, like, hectic. I was getting a lot of people reaching out. So I didn't respond right away. And then after I left the show, he DM'd again. So he, like, deleted his original DM so I wouldn't see it and asked again. And then I started talking about him in podcasts with you guys, and went on his podcast, and then we started DMing after that. So there's been a little bit of talk, a little bit of communication since.
All right, so you guys have talked. So if he does show up in paradise, we know that there was a we know that there was a prior communication, but can you talk about whether it's gone beyond podcast chat and into more personal chat?
Yeah, so like we've DM'd, we've exchanged numbers. I think it's just a little hectic because he's quite the traveler. I'm always working, and so we haven't had the time to, you know, make that go anywhere, but I think that like we're both hoping that we get a chance to go on paradise and, you know, maybe hit it off there. I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Okay. All right. Well, you guys do live in the same city, so it can't be that. I mean,
yeah,
I can understand with
too hard, right?
You would think it wouldn't be that hard, but Dean is a traveler. That man is always on the go.
Right.
So he might be the most challenging person to like really get a hold of and hang out with. Anyway, I would put you guys in an awkward situation where I put you both on the phone at the same time, but I'm going to let you have that public interaction for the first time in paradise if Dean and if you do decide to go. So, Bree, I'm about to get on the phone with your possible man. Thank you so much for calling in, and we hope to talk to you during paradise time.
I hope so, too. It was so great talking with you guys.
So good talking to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So Jared and I are going to redo our apartment during the summertime because we're getting married and we want it to seem more like our home and not so much my home, because I was living there for 2 months before Jared moved in and it's very pink and very girly. So we are going to get some items from article.com to make the apartment a little bit more masculine. Article.com delivers beautiful, well-made furniture. It's Scandinavian simplicity and beautifully designed modern furniture. Article is an online-only furniture store. It eliminates the middleman, so they're able to keep prices low and the quality high because there's no showrooms, no salespeople, just savings. Article is serious about shipping as well. It's one of my favorite aspects of this website because no matter how many items, every order is shipped at a flat rate of $49. If you need some help getting set up, Article has options for in-room delivery and assembly assistance, so you don't have to worry about getting a box delivered and then being like, ugh, now I have to put this together and take hours out of my day trying to figure it out and reading directions. That's the most annoying. So you can make sure to set up assembly assistance, and in-stock items can be expected in 2 weeks or less, which is amazing. So say I was really anxious and I needed everything to come to my apartment, to our apartment, and then we wanted to just set it up so that we come back from the honeymoon, we have a new, fresh place. We can get everything delivered 2 weeks or less, which is so amazing. They are very customer first. There's a 30-day return policy, the best customer service in the biz. Their website is also super easy and simple to use. Article is offering our listeners $50 off their first purchase of $100 or more. To claim, you got to visit article.com/almostfamous. That is article.com/almostfamous. And the discount will be automatically applied at the end of checkout. That is article.com/almostfamous to get $50 off your first purchase of $100 or more.
Ashley, I know Dean is a groomsman in your wedding, and you guys have a relationship that I cannot have with Dean. You understand him better than I ever will. So I'm going to let you ask these tough questions to Dean.
Oh, well, thank you. All right. Hello, Dean Unglert.
Hello.
Hey.
Hi.
So Jared recently asked you to become a groomsman in our bridal party. Thank you for saying yes.
What an honor it is to be up there on the stage. What's it called? Up there on the altar with you guys as you exchange your vows. I'm thrilled.
Dean, how did you react? I have video of it. Maybe I'll post this when the podcast comes out. It's so cute. Your reaction was so adorable. Were you surprised?
Jared was scared to ask me. It's like I think he was worried I was going to say no.
No, Jared and I have felt that asking people to be our groomsmen or bridesmaids has been the most awkward thing. It's like asking somebody to prom. It's like literally asking your friend out. You're like, so I have a question. Will you be my bridesmaid? It's just like so cringy for us for some reason.
I could see why, but I guess my thought process is if you're comfortable enough asking someone to be your bridesmaid or your groomsman, then you should know that they're going to say yes anyways. Like, there's like not a million years that I've ever said no. I'm flattered, but I'm so excited to be up there. I've never been in a wedding before, so.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a great honor.
Dean, that's so cute. I'm so glad to be your first.
Yeah.
That we're your first. That's awesome. You're not going to have that many responsibilities. We're kind of like covering it all for you guys. But there is a groomsman quiz that I found online, and I thought we should have you take it to see how good of a groomsman you're going to be or how much research you're going to have to do on the topic before standing up there.
Okay. I mean, I've already started planning the bachelor party. I know it's not my responsibility, but I'm taking it into my own hands.
Really? Because what are you planning on doing for your bachelor party? I don't want Jared to die before he marries me.
Jared's not invited. It's just the groomsman that I'm inviting.
Okay, because you guys, if you know Dean out there, he is an adventurer at heart, and I don't know how much if I'm okay with like Jared skydiving or like climbing Mount Everest before our wedding.
we're gonna put the adventure aside and just have some fun out in Rhode Island, I think, or wherever we are. I don't really remember, to be honest.
That would be awesome. Well, you booked your flight, so I'd hope you know it's Rhode Island.
I guess I wasn't sure if I was allowed to share it or not.
Oh, yeah, you are. So, yeah. Okay, we're going to start the quiz now. Dean, does there have to be the same amount of bridesmaids as there are groomsmen?
No.
Great. That's correct. False is the right answer. True or false, the groomsmen and the bridesmaids are usually the first to dance after the newlyweds and their parents.
False.
Apparently this is true, but I also was not aware of this tradition.
I thought it was just every man for himself after. You kind of just went in and mosh pitted on the dance floor.
So Jared and I are planning this grand entrance for you guys into the ballroom, and we're very, very excited about this. Do you know of any of my bridesmaids that you would like to be paired up with?
Your sister?
Oh, yay. Okay. We can make that work, I think.
Okay, great. I mean, that's the only one that I know.
Okay. Question number 3. True or false? All groomsmen need to give a speech on the wedding day.
Come on, Ash. Give me some hard questions. That's false.
Okay, good. Because it's typically the best man. And for any of you guys,
come on.
I love speeches. Do you like speeches at weddings?
Well, like I said, I haven't really been to many weddings. If I was in the audience, I would hate it. But because I'm in this one, I want to give a speech, even though I might not be allowed to.
I want to fill it up with so many speeches because I love speeches. They're my favorite parts of weddings, even if I'm not super close to the bride and groom. So, I don't know. We'll think about it. For the traditional wedding, the bride sits on the left while the groom's family sits on the right of the ceremony space.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think this is true or false?
It's true.
Okay, yeah, it is true. A groomsman does not need to get the couple a wedding gift. True or false?
Everyone needs to get the couple a wedding gift.
Very good. Go to cranebarrel.com right now.
do you have a what's it called?
We have a registry with Crate and Barrel.
Okay, cool. I haven't even checked it out yet, but I will. Can I go off the registry or do I have to go on the, do I have to do it on the
no.
registry?
We appreciate any gifts and we don't even need anything.
Heck yeah.
Okay. You have to include your family, even your sister-in-law or brother-in-laws, in your bridal party. Is this true or false?
False.
It is false, but there's no formal etiquette to this, but it's a nice gesture.
Yeah, if your sister wasn't in your bridal party, I think she'd be a little upset.
That would be pretty crazy. Last of this round of questions. The groomsman typically pays for their own suit or tailoring.
You guys are paying for it for me.
Actually, we are not.
Come on.
We are getting you an amazing deal on a tux an amazing deal for a tailored custom to you tux that you'll have for the rest of your life, Dean Englert. That's it.
Keep it? It's not a rental?
Oh, yeah. You get to keep it.
What color is it?
Black.
Oh, good. It's not like a beige or something, huh?
No.
Do I get to personalize any part of my outfit?
No. This is where I become a bridezilla. So that's like a very common question I've been getting asked. Do you have any bridezilla moments? And the only one, funny enough, was Jared wanted to offer you guys a choice between getting suits or tuxes for the wedding. And I said, no, just tuxes. Sorry. Also, no blue option, just black.
Well,
sorry,
that's fine. I agree with the tuxes over suits, but I was just thinking, like, I mean, selfishly, I was like, oh, well, I want to have a different colored bow tie or pocket square than the rest of the people that are going to be up there. But I understand from your perspective why you don't want that.
Probably not. I like unity, but I also love your style. So, you know, come to the rehearsal dinner wearing anything you want.
I'm still going to be wearing some high waters and, like, a very tight European cut suit. So...
Well, you can customize it to you, your suit,
your
tux. Okay, moving on. Here's some fun questions specific to our wedding. Can you name all of Jared's groomsmen?
I just know that Nick and I are in there.
Okay, well, get to know these guys. Nick, Tanner, Paul, Eric, those are his cousins. Chad, one of his best friends from home. Jimmy, one of his best friends from home. Kenny, another friend from home. Justin, his brother-in-law, and his dad, Fred.
Oh, his dad's part of the group party. That's
his
cool.
Dad is the best man. How cute is that?
I was about to ask who the best man was. That's awesome. So, I mean, cool. Well, we're going to have a rip and rowdy time at his bachelor party that he's not invited to.
Jared and I are barely going to the grocery store anymore because we have been using this amazing company called Thrive Market. Thrive Market is an online marketplace on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. They offer the highest quality, healthy, and sustainable products available for every budget, lifestyle, and geography. It's kind of like Whole Foods, but online and like half the price. It's mind-boggling. You can shop for thousands of best-selling organic food and natural products at 25 to 50% below traditional retail prices. Shopping at Thrive Market means supporting a select group of brands that make the world a better place. You're going to make the world a better place by shopping at Thrive Market because they only sell non-GMO food, snacks, vitamins, supplements, personal care products, eco-friendly cleaning supplies, even beauty products. We have been getting all the non-toxic cleaning supplies from Thrive Market, and when we clean, it smells a lot less chemically in our house, which is really, really nice. Plus, it's all shipped straight to your door. Some of my favorite things from Thrive Market are their amazing pasta sauces. They have a whole bunch of different varieties of pastas that tastes like, you know, regular pasta, but they're really like gluten-free or they're made from beans or something like that. It's really cool and you're going to be super satisfied. Here is the offer that we have for you. You can get 25% off your first order plus a 30-day trial. Just keep in mind that Thrive Market's prices are already 25 to 50% off. And now they're giving you an extra 25% off your first order plus a free 30-day trial. Trust me, you do not want to miss this offer. You're going to be fed so well. Get so many cleaning supplies for your house that's good for you to breathe in and stuff. And a lot of really cool beauty products that are totally natural. Just go to thrivemarket.com/almostfamous. Again, that is thrivemarket.com/almostfamous.
Speaking of parties, what is Jared's drink of choice?
Oh, I should probably know this, huh? I'm going to say like a vodka soda.
Red wine to start, and then he'll probably switch over to beer.
No, I was way off.
Yeah.
I just remember I was thinking back to when we were at Foxwoods, and he was drinking vodka like it was like he was a fish.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you don't remember when we were all...
Oh, yeah, I guess he was. So I like cranberry vodka. That is what I can down the easiest.
Good to know.
All right. What hair will you be sporting during our wedding? What haircut?
With hair?
Yeah.
Well, my hair's going to be, what, we're still 3 months away, 4 months away. Oh, we're 5 months away.
Yeah, we're like four and a half.
I mean, I don't really have any plan on cutting my hair between now and then, so it's going to be long. I'm going to have some flowing locks by then.
Sweet.
Yeah.
It's going to look good in the tux. Very Jack Dawson.
Yeah, very Jack Dawson. Maybe I'll have like a headband on if you guys will allow it.
I forgot that I am going to have to blow so many of your fashion dreams for this. And the last question I have for you, Dean, is what is a song that will be our first dance?
Oh, my gosh. It's going to be probably the song from Titanic.
No, but I did realize that we have to incorporate it in the DJ set for sure. It's going to be Ever the Same by Rob Thomas.
I never would have gotten that, but Rob Thomas sounds like something you guys would have at your wedding.
Definitely. Definitely will be incorporated in our day. Well,
Dean,
I'm
really glad that you guys are allowing me to be part of the day. Even just getting a wedding invite I was talked about, but now I get to be part of it. It's amazing.
Getting a wedding invite. Like, you wouldn't be invited to the wedding. You're so sweet, Dean.
Thanks, Ash. I love you, and I'm so excited to be there with you.
I love you, and I'm so glad you're going to be there. I like that when I'm crying, I can look to you, and I just know that you're going to have the most gigantic smile on your face, which will probably make me laugh.
I'll be smiling through and through, cheek to cheek.
I know. Okay, we couldn't let you go here on the Almost Famous podcast without asking you if you are thinking about going to Paradise, because there's so many rumors about it and so many girls that want you to be there.
I don't know, Ash. I think that's just one of those things that only time is going to tell.
But time can only tell for too much longer, because you have to make a decision soon.
I haven't been approached about it, so I don't know.
Yeah, right.
If they want me, I would maybe have the conversation, see if it leads to anything. But until that moment happens, I mean, obviously nothing's really ever going to be set in stone.
Dean, if you were to go to Paradise, would you want to go in with the original cast that first day, or would you want to be one of the guys that enters in a couple days later?
I think it'd be good to be, because I was the original cast first time, so it'd be nice to maybe try something different, come down with the date card, you know?
Okay. And how would it be if Danielle or Christina, the people that you were in a love triangle with during Bachelor in Paradise season 4, how would that be?
I personally wouldn't have any issue with it. I would support them, and if someone found them interesting, I would encourage them to explore it. I don't really bear any resentment or harsh feelings towards either of them, so nothing but supportive from my end. I'm sure they would probably talk a little bit of crap about me, rightfully so, but I'm sure, I don't know. I don't think it'd be that awkward.
Well, we don't have to worry about Leslie being there, because she has a boyfriend.
Well, that's good. I don't really know what to say to that one.
Sorry, I love putting our guests in tough situations.
Yeah, that's a tough one. You're a tough one, Ash.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Dean, and I'm so glad that you're part of our wedding. You're going to really light up the experience. I know.
I don't want to steal a stage from Jared, but I think I might not have a choice.
What?
What if
you talk to Jared about those plans on your own podcast, Help I Suck at Dating?
What if the pastor asks if there are any objections, and I storm out and I yell and I say, I won't allow this to happen?
Please don't do that.
I wouldn't. But what if? You never know.
We did a podcast. We did an I Don't Get It podcast about a wedding being interrupted, because everybody's like biggest, I don't know how to say this. Everybody always wonders if there's any point in saying, does anybody have anything left to say forever now or forever hold your peace, right?
Yeah.
So we did a podcast on if there has been anybody out there that's experienced this. And we found like 3 people, and it was
really
dramatic. Yeah.
Don't you think by that point the objections started to be well known? Like, why would you wait up until literally the last possible moment to object?
One girl, she knew that the groom was cheating on the bride, and she interrupted and told that story.
okay, but like, why not tell the bride before? Like, that's embarrassing for the
bride. It's so embarrassing. It's horrendous. I have no idea why wait to that moment. It seems very old-fashioned to present that question, because I think that in this day and age, people are a little bit more like communicative. It seems like something that would happen in the 1800s with a couple that didn't even know each other.
That's mind-boggling. So did you guys get to the point of knowing whether or not they went through the wedding?
They didn't. They didn't go through at the wedding. They went to the reception and had a party, or like enjoyed the food.
That's crazy. Well, isn't at least you know that that's not going to happen at your guys' wedding.
Yeah, it's not. All right. Thanks, Dean. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. And I'll see you soon. Miss you.
Bye. I'll see you in August. Bye.
All right, well, that was a good one. Always fun talking to Dean and grilling him. Such a man who can just charm the pants off of you, you know? Anyway, thanks to Dean for being on this, and Bree and Tracy. Great hearing about the Coachella weekend that we thankfully missed out on. Anyway, I've been Ashley.
And I've been Ben.
Bye.
Follow the Ben and Ashley I Almost Famous podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.